Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Shannon Haugland and Keith Grenier here to talk about the upcoming Broadway night. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And Broadway night is, it's back and happening. It's a nice, fun, bright and shiny spot in this otherwise kind of little slower and gloomier, darker time of year. I feel like right after the holidays, we have like kind of a slump. So this is a nice kind of bright, shiny thing to get us back on our feet.
A little bit of a slump, but there seems to be a ton of stuff happening right now. And we're happy to be part of that slew of reactivity after a couple years off.
Yeah, did have it back. So for folks who may be new to town, to haven't heard, weren't aware of Broadway night, is it what it sounds like of, you know, it's Broadway, the big lights of the...
It's exactly what it sounds like, but it is kind of based around the concept of an evening of karaoke tunes, but it has been elevated over the years, and we do have a number of people who actually do acts, and they put on costumes. They pick out a song, they pick out a track, they get an accompanist, or they accompany themselves, and then they sing some of the best tunes from Broadway, and they come from all eras, Golden Age of Broadway, some things from the 80s, some things from the 2000s, some things from a couple years ago, and so you really see a swath, and each act is 3 minutes. So you'll get a group of people trundling up and being introduced by Andrew Hames, our MC, and they'll do their act, and then they will go enjoy a glass of wine along with the rest of the audience. And so it's kind of, we always use the word an evening of show tunes with celebrities and friends, because it is kind of, you'll know a lot of the people there who attend the event. You'll know a lot of people on stage. And it's, last year we did a bridge because it was still coming out of the pandemic. This year it's all back with, you know, in your ticket price you get wine and drinks and
it's a full evening of entertainment. Like I said, it's definitely an elevated from just karaoke. There's still people up there singing whatever their, you know, personal favorite tune may be from whatever show. But the audience, it's more than just, you know, pulling up on a bar stool.
Right.
It's an elevated experience. You have wine and some snacks and such.
Well, it's a little classy.
Yeah, it is a little classy.
Well, we always thought it would be fun if we were the only ones. You know, we thought if no one else came, at least we would be like having a great evening of singing to each other. But it turned out, you know, we get some of the same people back every year as audience members. And it's so great to see the supporters of Sitka Community Theater, and which is, this is our only fundraiser.
Yeah. And coming back this year with a musical. So we will get a little preview. It's always nice with Broadway night. You get a little preview, a little sneak peek.
Yeah,
of the musical coming up this year being Emily, which will be
we still can't pronounce. We're working on.
No, apparently the Amelie we've been doing wrong all these years.
Emily. I must say, rehearsal is going swimmingly, though. Very exciting.
It is going very well, and it's exciting to to share some of it with the community. So for the performance that's coming up, Broadway is this Friday, the 20th. It's folks we've seen on stage with community theater previously, but it's not just community theater people. It's not necessarily just like the usual suspects.
Right.
It started as thinking like the local celebrities, the people you might not have known have, you know, the sweet voice of a nightingale until they get on stage and surprise you with it.
Yeah. That's what, I mean, the original one was, you know, running into people like John Stein, PJ Ford Slack, Jay Sweeney, just people we knew sang, and we thought it would be great to have it as a theater event and a fundraiser. And then it just, you know, some of those people perform every year. John Stein's a regular performer. But it's also people come up to me and they're like, hey, how do I, you know, I sing. Can I get in on Broadway night? And the answer is always yes. We don't have auditions. I assume if you're approaching me, that you know what your capabilities are. Mm-hmm. And then the first time I hear them is on Thursday, the night of the sound check. And they know if they need, they hear the quality of the other performers. And so if they are not ready, they are working for the next, you know, 12 to 24 hours to make sure that they are, they can, that they're stepping it up a bit. Right. But I never need to do that with Keith.
Yeah, and Keith, you were saying before we went on air, it's the lineup is a surprise for the audience and the performers.
Yeah,
so you don't really know till Thursday.
It's kind of a trip. It's not like super well rehearsed, you know. So you get in there and you do tech night, and it's just kind of, you know, they put you where it makes the most sense for the show, and everything is kind of, you know, it's just very spontaneous feeling, which is exciting, but it can also be a little bit terrifying. You know, you really have to, you have to embrace the idea of everybody going to the show is basically your friend. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just this nice kind of family oriented night. You know, there's always people bringing their kids. It's just a whole family experience. And when you kind of, all that terror kind of builds up, and then you get on stage and you see everybody, and it's just, yeah, it's really exciting. It is a karaoke night, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, really, that's how it all started for me. I don't have any real singing training or anything. I'm aspiring now, but mm-hmm. it started in a karaoke bar when I was 20, and, you know, I started going to the bar just to sing. That was what I wanted to do, and I think it's a great place for people to get into singing in Sitka, and to sing with friends, and mm-hmm. you know, to sing as a team, which is a whole new skill in itself that I'm just picking up.
Yeah, and it's like you're saying, it's as nerve-wracking as it is to get on stage and have them bright lights and a microphone in front of you. Mm-hmm. It is, yeah, you're singing with your friends. You have that whole audience supporting you. And that is kind of a nice way to, like, tiptoe into something a little bigger. Like, just maybe to sign up for being a part of an entire musical. It's like, well, right? I don't know if I can do that. But this is like, I still like to sing. Maybe this is, it's your entry point.
You dip your toes into the water.
Yeah.
And as Caitlin, and before her, Rob, said, you know, it's the safest adrenaline rush you're ever going to have.
There you go. So how many years now have you been performing with Broadway Night?
Yeah, this will be my fourth year. You know, every year it's a different song. It's a big learning curve for me. I'm always picking songs that are really interesting to me. Mm-hmm. And they may not be something that I'm really capable of even singing. So then I kind of go down this rabbit hole of, okay, how am I going to sing this? You know, how can I perform this in a way that is really enjoyable? But yeah, this is my fourth year. I missed last year, which, you know, I'll be honest, was a bit bittersweet. It was very enjoyable to be a member of the crowd and watch a show. And of course, it's just such a nice setting, you know, sitting down. It was a date night for me, you know, and really, Kayla and I get less and less of those. So it was really just a great thing for us. But being there, you know, watching everybody perform, all these fantastic performers, I was just kind of like, dang it, I really should be up there. You know, it would be very nice to be up there right now. So there is a bit of that longing too, you know. And I imagine most people in the audience feel that way. And you know, Andrew Hames is this fantastic persona up there. And he's so inviting. And it's true. I think it is kind of, it just catches you, you know. And it is a group of people that you want to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is such a fun experience. So, you know, that's really what got me in the first place. Yeah, just the whole community just kind of bringing you in.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. So for folks, who maybe haven't had a Broadway night before, I mean, this ain't no time like the present. For folks who, to get it on their calendar, like I said, it's this Friday. Doors are at 6, shows at 6:30. About how long?
It's good to get there at doors. I should just warn people. We don't open the doors before 6 because we're working with the Nugget, our catering company, and we want to be fair to them.
For sure.
So the doors, you might be standing at the doors right at 6. We will open right at 6. And it's good because you can get your drinks and your food. Because once you sit down, you're not going to want to get up. The show is very short, I would say. And it's kind of a packed lineup. We'll have about 10 to 12 acts. Someone called to volunteer the other day, and brand new to town, I was like, well, do you sing? And she's like, well, I have sung. I was in a couple shows. So you might see her Thursday night. I mean, I'm definitely going to see her Thursday night to volunteer as a setup person, but... yeah, that's kind of how it goes. When it says volunteers welcome on the poster, I might ask that first. And I should mention we're part of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. One of our sponsors for this show is CMART, the Hames family. The other is the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. They're our partner.
And it's at Otis Theater. Right.
And they've been great supporters of us since we, pretty much since we started, restarted community theater in Sitka. So I should mention Satara Perez is kind of our fearless leader in the community theater group. And she is the director of Amelie.
Yes. And I mean, you know, actually, you know, make sure you don't forget to toot your own horn, Shannon. You make a lot of this stuff happen with community theater, too.
I didn't make the poster, but I asked someone to make the poster, but I put them up.
You do a lot more than that. You're with you and Satara around to help to make sure that community theater happens every year and that we get a lot of these pretty awesome productions happening with a whole bunch of volunteers. And and this, as you mentioned, Broadway Night is like the main fundraiser for it. So we can have all these awesome sets and cool costumes and get to do the fun things that community theater gets to do and bring to the community.
Can I mention a couple performers here?
Absolutely.
From the cast, at least. We've got Christian Linton, Rhiannon Gavon. We have Keith Grenier, Lena Kapp, Zeke Blackwell, Rosie Payloff, Dan and Mary Beth Payloff. They are regular performers. Oh, yeah. And then we have a couple newcomers, Jenny Pearson, Lola Hitchcock performed last year. And then this year we have the Sitka Studio of Dance. And I talked to Christine Pate, got her confirmation. So she would be one of the, she's a woman about town. Mm-hmm. You see her in a lot of other capacities here, but she's got a hell of a voice.
Awesome. Oh, God, we're just about out of time here, but thank you both for coming in this morning. So Broadway Night happening this Friday at the Otis Theater. Doors are at 6. Tickets can be bought at Old Harbor Books.
And online at fineartscamp.org.
Perfect. And just a time to kick back, relax, enjoy your favorite tunes from all throughout the history of Broadway, and cheer on all these little celebrities in town who have got a set of pipes that they may have been hiding from us.
Hopefully we'll see you guys there.
Yeah, excellent. Well, yeah,
thanks
thank you
for having us.
Thank you both, Shannon and Keith, for joining me this morning.
Thanks.